Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Mitch Garver, and Twins baseball starts today at 5:30 on WCCO 830.
All right, Dave Lee here with Mike Max right now. A tough loss for him last night, 5-2. The youngster only gave up five hits, but four of them were home runs last night, Mike.
Yeah, and Smeltzer went into the seventh inning. He wasn't bad. It was the back-to-backs there at the end that got him when Bowers hit one just over the right field fence, and that kind of ended his night. But it's a little misleading. He had four home runs. He threw a lot of good pitches, and he just missed getting out of an inning. They could have called it strike three. They called it ball four. It ended up being, and then the next year was Francisco Lindor, and he hit a home run to make it 3-1. He's a great player. Hit a couple home runs last night. So Twins got out-homered last night, 4-2. That doesn't happen very often. And Cleveland finishes it up with Brad Hand, the Chaska native, who they picked up last year from San Diego, the All-Star. He has really blossomed and flourished into quite a closer there in the big league. 17 saves already this year for him, and they only got 30 wins. And I just remember him. It seems like yesterday, that he was the talk of high school baseball because he was the most ballyhooed coming out at the time of the draft. And I remember Jerry Ryan going to his house and visiting him, and what a thrill that was for their family to have the general manager of the Twins coming there. And he got drafted by the Florida Marlins, and he's had quite a career here. And once they made him a closer, he's really flourished in the big leagues.
Yeah, is he available? Is Cleveland dangling him right now?
That's a good question. I don't know where they would sit on somebody like that. And they were able to get him because San Diego was in that mode, of course, and they were able to pick him up and shore things up. And you forget how dominant Cleveland has been in this division over the last 6 years. They just own this thing. And he moved right in and was a part of that. But I suppose for now they play as if they can get into this thing or get into a wild card situation and see where they fall.
What are you hearing about Keuchel and Kimbrel and the Twins?
The last that I heard was an interest, but there was going to be some bidding on them, and I don't know. In some respects, the Twins have an interest in them, but boy, I would go with players that were playing right now. I try to make moves on guys that were in organizations and kind of in that mindset of playing every day kind of thing. And I guess if you think that there's some long-term there that you can get these guys locked up beyond, I think Kimbrough's got a year left, or Kimbrough you could get for this year plus. Keuchel, I don't know. He might be a rental player. I don't know. But maybe if you look at it that way, if you really believe in, and like I said, the Twins have some room for some margin for error because they're so far ahead that even if these guys don't perform in the first couple of months, they're okay. But I guess you don't give up anything if you get those guys. That's the only upside to it that I can see.
What are you hearing about Mike Hughes? He's just a good looking ball player, got hurt with the Vikes early last year. Is he going to be ready for the season?
He's sitting until July. Now, I think he's going to be fine. He came and took batting practice at the Target Field a couple of weeks ago. I talked to him there, and he certainly looked like he was on track. Now, obviously hitting the baseball is different than trying to run down a wide receiver. But they seem comfortable with him in the offseason. And I was out there yesterday. I didn't pay close attention to where he was, what he was doing. But they don't seem all that concerned that he should be ready for the season. And given the advances that they made in those kinds of surgeries, I would think he'd be okay. I don't see any reason that he wouldn't be. He certainly, when you see him walk and jump and all that stuff, he looks like he's right on track.
Lynx lost to Seattle last night.
They did. They got behind early and never really overcame it. They Odyssey Sims helped kind of get them back in it there in the first half. But Natasha Howard, who used to play for the Lynx, had a nice game for Seattle, she gives them something, and they, I mean, it's almost, you don't even recognize these two teams compared to what, you know, they've been in the past couple of years, the champions the last couple of years. But Seattle without Brianna Stewart and Sue Bird, that's a whole different team. And of course, the Lynx don't have much left from what they had the last couple of years without Maya Moore, Lindsay Whalen, or Simone Augustus out there. So it's a different game. There's some athletic players. Collier played well last night too. Their first round pick, I think she had like 17 points, and athletic did some things for him. So the Lynx are off to, they're fine. They're 3-1 to start this thing, but it's really hard to tell in this league because there's so many injuries across the league right now.
I see the Big Ten and the Southeastern Conferences are going to go to Las Vegas for a new bowl.
Well, you know, why not, right?
We need, well, new stadium down there, so I guess you might as well take advantage of the Raiders being there.
Yeah, you get that new stadium, and that's what happens. You get a stadium, then people build in bowls, and they do different things to find it in the SEC and the Big Ten. That's a pretty good partner because you're always going to get what you call a logo team or a name team. Even if, you know, if Arkansas is having an off year and you end up in a bowl playing them, they're still Arkansas, and it looks big. And so the SEC, the Big Ten, those Power 5 conferences, that's not a bad idea for them to have agreements because from a bowl standpoint, it usually looks pretty good. The names on the helmets usually look pretty good.
French Open's going on, but so is our state high school tennis tournament.
Yeah, Moundsview won yesterday. They looked pretty good. They're in Class A, in Class AA. They number one seed. Dinah's number two. They look good. I see Tom Chorsky's son, who helped him win the hockey tournament, is on the tennis team as well. And of course, that I think about that. That hockey, the sport of hockey, translates pretty well to just about every spring sport. Does that? Baseball,
yeah.
Golf, lacrosse, tennis. That hand-eye, man, you can almost convert that into anything. But the tennis will go on all week. The finals today at 4 for A and AA at Reed Sweat and at the University of Minnesota Baseline Club. And then the individuals will go the rest of the week. And you know, not a lot of the big seeds are back this year. So I don't want to say it's a wide open field because it gets pretty tight pretty quick. But there's a little bit of room to wiggle there.
And the Twins have just announced the first drink on us. It's a $15 ballpark access ticket to select June home games. Includes a $10 concession value. It's available through 10 o'clock Thursday night. And that's it. So if you want to take advantage of that, you better get to twinsbaseball.com today.
That's a pretty easy one to do, man. They have some good in June. They're going to come home and play some fun baseball. If this weather gets warmer, they might hit some more home runs. And of course, they got Kansas City sitting out there coming to town. Not a great team. They've got Boston comes to town in a couple weeks. So yeah, they got some fun games coming up.
How about Rosario, Max? He 50 RBIs already.
Unbelievable! Hit that home run last night and. He's not the same hitter, but he does have some of the same tendencies as Kirby Puckett. And in that, Kirby, what I remember most for is that high pitch he would take. He was so strong in his upper body. He'd drive the ball to the right center, left center gap. You remember it well, Dave. He hit that double that he'd hit so hard. And Rosario's got the similar. He likes that high pitch, and a lot of guys can't handle that high pitch, but he's not afraid to go after it and hack it. And I can't believe how many times he can get the barrel of the bat on that ball, because that's a tough ball to hit, and it's a tough ball to hit a long ways. But hit another home run last night. He'd really been struggling. I think he was 0-13 against the Indians this year, and got out of it a little bit last night. Now Kepler's the other one. Now it's got to get going. He's been in a little bit of a funk this road trip.
I've got a great picture of Rosario swinging at a ball that's way out of the strike zone, and he got a hit. So
yeah, that's what I mean. Yep. Bad ball. Yep. Usually, as you know, Dave, bad ball hitters are usually good hitters because that means they got great confidence.
Tony Oliva,
man, just get it close.
Yeah, that's it. I'm swinging. All right, Max, you come back in an hour if you don't mind.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
7:47. This is WCCO. He's Mike Max, Dave Lee here, and we're headed to traffic and weather next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.